Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Meeting module, unit 2, comprehension tape 1. The situations on this tape are set in the PRC. On this tape, you learn questions and answers used when difficulties arise in getting hold of someone by phone, and more questions and answers used in setting up a time and place for a meeting. The switchboard at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has just connected a caller to one of their departments. Listen as the department operator answers the phone. Hello, Department of American and Oceanic Affairs.
喂，美大司。喂，美大司。
I'm George Duffy of the Canadian Embassy.
我是加拿大大使馆的乔治达菲。
I have something I'd like to discuss with Section Chief Wang.
我有一件事想跟王科长讲一讲。Here's
the abbreviated title of the Department of American and Oceanic Affairs.
美大司。美大司。Here's
the word for embassy.
大使馆。
The word for ambassador is 大使. Here's how you say a piece of business.
一件事。一件事。
Here's the verb to discuss.
讲。讲。
Many speakers use the verb 讲 as equivalent to the verb 说. Here's the whole exchange live.
喂，美大司。
我是加拿大大使馆的乔治达菲。我有一件事想跟王科长讲一讲。Again.
喂，美大司。我是加拿大大使馆的乔治达菲。我有一件事想跟王科长讲一讲。Check
your comprehension.
喂，美大司。
Hello, Department of American and Oceanic Affairs.
我是加拿大大使馆的乔治达菲。I'm
George Duffy of the Canadian Embassy.
我有一件事想跟王科长讲一讲。The
conversation continues. Oh, she's at a meeting now.
哦,她现在在开会。哦,她现在在开会。Wait
until she's finished with the meeting, and I'll tell her to return your call.
等她开完会,我告诉她给您回电话。Here's
how you say to attend a meeting, or to hold a meeting.
开会。开会。
The word 在 in the phrase 在开会 means to be in the midst of. This word may only be used with action verbs and indicates that the action described by those verbs is in progress. The progressive marker 在 before the verb phrase may be accompanied by a progressive marker 呢 after the verb phrase. Peking speakers prefer to use just the marker 呢 for the progressive. The phrase 等她开完会 can be translated when she's finished with the meeting, instead of wait until she's finished with the meeting. Notice that the result ending 完 goes after the action verb 开 and before its object, 会, meeting. Here's the word for phone call.
电话,电话.
Notice that Chinese says, return your call to you, 给你回电话. You'll learn the phrase for to make a phone call a little later in this unit. Here are the replies live.
哦,他现在在开会。等他开完会,我告诉他给您回电话。Again. 哦,他现在在开会。等他开完会,我告诉他给您回电话。Check
your comprehension.
哦,他现在在开会。
Oh, She's at a meeting now.
等她开完会，我告诉她给您回电话。
Wait until she's finished with the meeting, and I'll tell her to return your call. Here's Mr. Duffy's response.
好，谢谢你。
The conversation concludes. Don't mention it.
不谢，不谢。
The phrase 不谢 is an idiom meaning something like don't thank me. Here's the exchange live.
好，谢谢你。
不谢。
Again.
好，谢谢你。
不谢。
Check your comprehension.
好，谢谢你。
Fine, thank you.
不谢。
Don't mention it. Here's a conversation that takes place a little later in Section Chief Wang's office. For this conversation, you'll need two more phrases. Here's how you say, there's a phone call for you.
有你的电话。有你的电话。
And here's how you ask, who called me?
谁来的电话？谁来的电话？
Now listen to the conversation live.
王科长，你在开会的时候有你的电话。
谁来的电话？
加拿大大使馆的乔治达菲先生。
他有什么事？
他没说，他就说他要跟您谈谈，请您给他回电话。
好，谢谢。我等一会儿给他回电话。
Again.
王科长，你在开会的时候有你的电话。
谁来的电话？
加拿大大使馆的乔治达菲先生。
他有什么事？
他没说，他就说他要跟您谈谈，请您给他回电话。
好，谢谢。我等一会儿给他回电话。
Check your comprehension.
王科长，你在开会的时候有你的电话。
Section Chief Wang, when you were at the meeting, there was a phone call for you.
谁来的电话？
Who called?
加拿大大使馆的乔治达菲先生。
Mr. George Duffy from the Canadian Embassy.
他有什么事？
What did he want?
他没说。
He didn't say.
他就说他要跟您谈谈，请您给他回电话。
He just said he wanted to talk with you and asked you to return his call.
好，谢谢。
Fine, thanks.
我等一会儿给他回电话。
I'll call him back in a little while. A little later in the day, Mr. Duffy's phone rings. Here's the beginning of the conversation.
Why?我是乔治达菲，你是哪一位？
我是美大四的王兰。
哦，王科长。
The conversation continues. I'm sorry, when you called here this morning, I was in a meeting and didn't have time to speak with you.
对不起，今天早上您打电话来的时候，我在开会，没时间跟您说话。对不起。今天早上您打电话来的时候，我在开会，没时间跟您说话。
It doesn't matter. I know you're very busy.
没关系，我知道你很忙。没关系，我知道你很忙。
Here's how you say to call on the phone.
打电话，打电话。
Notice that the direction of the calling is indicated by the verb 来 in Chinese and the word here in English. 打电话来 call here. Here's how you say speak with you.
跟你说话跟你说话
Notice that the verb 说 is used with a general object. 说话 Here's how you say it doesn't matter.
没关系没关系
Here's the exchange live.
对不起今天早上您打电话来的时候我在开会没时间跟您说话。
没关系我知道你很忙。
Again.
对不起今天早上您打电话来的时候我在开会没时间跟您说话。
没关系我知道你很忙。
Check your comprehension.
对不起今天早上您打电话来的时候我在开会没时间跟您说话。
I'm sorry. When you called here this morning, I was in a meeting and didn't have time to speak with you.
没关系，我知道你很忙。
It doesn't matter. I know you're very busy. The conversation continues. The reason I called was that I'd like to talk with you in person.
我给你打电话的目的是想跟你当面谈谈。我给你打电话的目的是想跟你当面谈谈。
Here's the word for purpose or goal.
目的目的
Listen to the whole exchange live.
我给你打电话的目的是想跟你当面谈谈。
好啊什么时候啊
Again.
我给你打电话的目的是想跟你当面谈谈。
好啊什么时候啊
Check your comprehension.
我给你打电话的目的是想跟你当面谈谈。
The reason I called was that I'd like to talk with you in person.
好啊什么时候啊
All right, when? Here's what Mr. Duffy says next.
明天对你合适吗
The conversation continues. Anytime tomorrow afternoon would be fine.
明天下午什么时候都可以。明天下午什么时候都可以。
Here's how you say, any time would be fine.
什么时候都可以。什么时候都可以。
Here's another way to say it.
什么时候也可以。什么时候也可以。
So far, you've seen the expression 什么时候 only as a question word, what time. In the sentences 什么时候都可以 and 什么时候也可以。It means whatever time or any time at all. All the words used as question words may also be followed by the adverbs 都 or 也 with this meaning of whatever, any at all, or every. Since the words 都 and 也 as adverbs must precede the verb, these any at all expressions also precede the verb. See your reference notes for a discussion of the variety of translations used for these constructions.Here's the whole exchange live.
明天对你合适吗？
明天下午什么时候都可以。
Again.
明天对你合适吗？
明天下午什么时候都可以。
Check your comprehension.
明天对你合适吗？
Would tomorrow be all right for you?
明天下午什么时候都可以。
Anytime tomorrow afternoon would be fine. Let's go back to Mr. Duffy's conversation with Section Chief Wang. Here's what he says next.
在哪儿见呢?
The conversation continues. Please come over here at 2 o'clock, all right?
2点钟，请你到我这儿来，行不行？
Here's how the word here was translated.
我这儿。
While a plural phrase like 你们这儿often refers to an institution, singulars like 我这儿 and 你那儿usually just refer to any place a person might be, as in 你那儿有杂志吗? Do you have a magazine over there? Listen to the whole exchange live.
在哪儿见呢?
2点钟,请您到我这儿来,行不行?
好,明天2点钟见。
Again.
在哪儿见呢?
2点钟,请您到我这儿来,行不行?
好,明天2点钟见。
Check your comprehension.
在哪儿见呢?
Where shall we meet?
2点钟,请你到我这儿来,行不行?
Please come over here at 2 o'clock, all right?
好,明天2点钟见。
Okay, see you at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Let's change the scene. In this conversation, a Canadian official is answering the phone. His secretary has just told him that Section Chief Zhao is on the line. Listen to it live.
喂,赵科长吗?史密斯女士告诉我,你要找我说话,是吗?
是啊。我给你打电话的目的,是我有一件事要跟您谈。要问您,今天有没有功夫到我这儿来一下?
对不起,不行,今天很忙。
没关系,明天怎么样?
明天什么时候都行。
Again.
喂,赵科长吗?史密斯女士告诉我,你要找我说话,是吗?
是啊。我给你打电话的目的,是我有一件事要跟您谈。要问您,今天有没有功夫到我这儿来一下?
对不起,不行,今天很忙。
没关系。明天怎么样?
明天什么时候都行。
See if you understood what was said.
喂,赵科长吗?
Hello, Section Chief Zhao.
史密斯女士告诉我,你要找我说话,是吗?
Miss Smith told me that you wanted to find me to speak with me, right?
是啊。
That's right.
我给您打电话的目的是我有一件事要跟您谈。
The reason I called you is that I have something I want to talk with you about.
要问您今天有没有功夫到我这儿来一下。
I want to ask whether you have any free time today to come to my place for a while.
对不起,不行,今天很忙。
I'm sorry, that won't do. Today is very busy.
没关系,明天怎么样?
It doesn't matter. How about tomorrow?
明天。什么时候都行。
Anytime tomorrow would be fine. Here's a longer conversation reviewing the material introduced on this tape. You'll hear the conversation twice live. The conversation will be repeated, live and with the English, at the beginning of the C2 tape. A translation of the conversation will also be found in your textbook for this unit. You'll need to understand one new expression for this conversation.Here's how you say receiving a phone call or on the phone.
在接电话。在接电话。
Here's the conversation live.
喂。
请周科长讲话。
您贵姓?
我是加拿大大使馆的乔治·迪恩。
哦，周科长现在不在这边工作了，他现在在美大司，请您往美大司打电话吧。
对不起，麻烦你了。
没关系。
Later。
喂，是美大司吗？
是。
我要请周科长说话。
周科长在接电话，请等一下。
Section Chief Joe is now on the phone.
喂，
周科长吗？
是，您哪位？
我是乔治·迪恩，好久没见，怎么样？
忙一点，您好吧？
好，谢谢。我给你打电话的目的是我有一点事要跟您当面谈谈，不知道明天什么时候对您合适。
明天上午我得开会，下午怎么样？
好，下午什么时候都可以。
那么3点钟请您到我这儿来行不行？
行，3点钟在你那儿见。
Again。
喂。
请周科长讲话。
您贵姓？
我是加拿大大使馆的乔治·迪恩。
哦，周科长现在不在这边工作了，他现在在美大司，请您往美大司打电话吧。
对不起，麻烦你了。
没关系。
Later。
喂，是美大司吗？
是。
我要请周科长说话。
周科长在接电话，请等一下。
Section Chief Joe is now on the phone.
喂。
周科长吗？
是，您哪位？
我是乔治·迪恩，好久没见，怎么样？
忙一点，您好吧？
好，谢谢。我给你打电话的目的是我有一点事要跟您当面谈谈，不知道明天什么时候对您合适。
明天上午我得开会，下午怎么样？
好，下午什么时候都可以。
那么3点钟请您到我这儿来行不行？
行，3点钟在您那儿见。
As a final review,See if you can translate the following sentences and exchanges from the target list. Number one.
你明天能不能到我这儿来？
Can you come over here tomorrow?
可以，明天什么时候都可以。
Yes, any time tomorrow would be fine. Number two.
王科长现在在开会。
Section Chief Wang is at a meeting now.
等他开完会，我告诉他给您回电话。
Wait until she's finished with the meeting, and I'll tell her to return your call.
好，谢谢你。
Fine. Thank you.
不谢。
Don't mention it. Number three.
我给你打电话的目的是想跟你当面谈谈。
The reason I called you is that I'd like to talk about it with you in person. Number four.
喂，美大司。
Hello, Department of American and Oceanic Affairs.
我是加拿大大使馆的乔治·达菲。
I'm George Duffy of the Canadian Embassy.
我有一件事想跟王科长讲一讲。
I have something I'd like to discuss with Section Chief Wang. Number five.
你打电话来的时候，我没时间跟您说话。
When you called here, I didn't have time to speak with you.
没关系。
It doesn't matter.If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape. This is the end of the tape. End of Meeting Module, Unit 2, Comprehension Tape 1.